And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Trisha, I didn't even give you a chance to do a remarkable event.
I just wanted to let Eric, who was also here, Eric Reinert, know that the truth is out there.
No, the truth will set you free.
Thank you, Joseph.
You knew that, though, right?
Of course I knew that.
Yes. And Trisha, Eric, and of course, this music brought to you by
The X-Files. You're going to upset a lot of people.
That.
You're going to the X-Filers are going to be very upset with you.
Oh, no. I'm
I think
in
that's
trouble.
What you call them. The
X-Defilers.
X-Defilers? No, the X-Files.
Is that like the Trekkies or something?
The files? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, you know what? We need to go to an expert in this subject. Let's go to actress Aliza Valani, one of the stars of the upcoming season of The X-Files. Thank you very much for joining us. Aliza.
There she is.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. You know, I'm very excited about the new season of The X-Files. Of course, it's been a while since we've got a chance to see. You know, I think the last one was in 2008, the movie that came out around then, I want to believe. And now it's back tomorrow night on Fox, and you have a part in it. Tell us a little bit about your character, Aliza.
Yeah, so I play the role of Sandeep, who's a nurse that works really close alongside Dr. Scully throughout the series in episode 1 and 6.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, so we're very excited about this season, and I'm sure that there's a lot of secrets that have to remain a secret, but we're going to do our best to get some things out of you that we can get out of you. But before we get to...
Oh, well, you have to try really hard.
I'm sure that you have so many other projects that you've done as well. I'm a huge fan of Motive. You were a guest star on that, is right?
Yes, I was. It was an awesome show to work on.
I know that's all these different shows that with these interesting premises. So you know, with the X-Files, tell us for the new season. I think this is kind of common knowledge that they're wanting to go a little more away from what they did with the last movie. It's a little less faith-based and more of the supernatural, right?
Yeah, they've definitely taken it more towards what the original series was like before they started doing the movies. And you definitely get a feel of that in the first episode, which was great when I saw it. So I'm really excited to see what everyone else thinks.
Excellent. Well, I know I'm a fan of The X-Files. Dave, are you a fan of The X-Files?
Well, I remember it. Is this like... a remake of the...
Well, it's a revival.
It's a revival. Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of
it's
different
a revival. So it's not like a reboot or anything, but it does have a continuation from previous stories.
Well, that's good, because I know that was highly popular. I mean, that was huge back in the day. And I enjoy the X-Files, and they even made some movies.
Yeah,
right?
The two movies. Yeah. I liked them both. I know some people weren't a fan of the last one because it was a little bit further from what the X-Files is used to doing. But I thought it was a great continuation of it. I can't wait for this. It's 6 episodes, right?
Yes, 6 episodes.
Excellent. And so, I think the first one. It's a 2-part event this week. Is it Sunday and Monday?
Yeah, so it's a 2-night premiere. So the first night will be right after the NFC final, and that's on Sunday. And then on Monday, it's at 8 p.m. and Eastern time, I believe. And that will be the proper time that it'll continue to air at for the other episodes.
Oh, excellent. And, you know, especially because all these revivals, and I know that they're going to bring back Prison Break as well.
I'm so happy and excited for that one, too.
Oh, really? They're bringing back Prison Break.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows of all time.
That's one of mine as well. Now, you are so incredibly talented, and I think the number 6 has a recurring little thing, because you were in 6 of the... seasons, right? 6 seasons that you were on The Little Mosque on the Prairie?
Yes, I was. I was a series regular on that series.
Wow.
And that was a while ago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were only 14.
Yeah, I was on that show from age 14 to 19, 20, so I was a little teenager, a little troublemaker.
Now, I am curious. I know we're talking about the X-Files, but I always like to look back at things that people have done in the past. Because that was your first major recurring role, how would you say that prepared you or affected you as a human, as a person, versus your acting career?
Well, I really learned everything I know from being on that show about the business, because I was 14 years old and I had all of these professionals that were basically taking me under their wing and telling me what to expect for the industry, and really prepared me to be in this for the long run, which I really appreciate. And I really learned everything from set etiquette to preparation of a script to really getting in there and having fun at the end of the day. So I'm very grateful for that show. It gave me 6 years of prep for the real world.
Excellent. So how did you prepare for your role as a nurse?
So for X-Files, I actually went and binge-watched the first season because I had only a day to prep, so I spent a little bit of it binge-watching. I've done a lot of medical roles in the past, so in terms of the medical lingo, I definitely had that down. Mm-hmm. And then I basically went to the script, and Sandeep was a great role, and the dynamics between Dr. Scully and Sandeep was really great to play.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to be able to see this. This is exciting.
Right, and I'm curious, you said you had one day to prepare. Was it that quick of a turnaround? Is that what happened?
Well, it was actually one day to prepare for the audition.
Oh, okay.
So you usually got the script the night before, you prepared the best way you could, then the next day was the audition with Chris Carter, actually, and the two other casting directors.
Oh, wow. Wow. And you know, tell us...
Oh, yeah. It's very quick.
Yeah, wow. And I imagine it's got to be for the X-Files, and they've got to keep enough, of it under wraps as well and make sure that...
Oh, of course. I only received my pages throughout the entire shooting of the series. So I have a lot of questions, too, actually, about the series, and I'm excited to see what they've done with it.
Wow. And did you get to work closely with Chris Carter as well?
Yes, I did. So Chris Carter directed both of the episodes that I'll be in, the My Struggle and My Struggle 2, which are episodes 1 and 6. And it was amazing to work with him. He was a lot of fun and always so positive, always wanting to be excited and get this show running. So I was really lucky and honored to work with him.
Wow, yeah, he's a very, very creative guy, I know, with all of these different X-Files shows that they've done. Do you have a favorite of the X-Files cases, of the ones that you've gone through?
Oof. I would say I'm the person that likes the long story arc, so him definitely hit David Duchovny, Mulder's storyline of trying to figure out what's happening with his sister. I think that, for me, has been the biggest story arc that I've been following the entire time.
Right. And so do we get to... I imagine that's at least touched upon in the new season, right?
In the revival?
Yes, in the revival.
It may be, it may not be. You'll have to watch and find out.
Oh, see?
Good job.
You were good, though. You almost got me.
Well, you know, and when you said that you had to, or that you did binge watch, so you only got your portion of the script, but you had an idea of the stories that you guys were building upon so that you could kind of extrapolate a little bit of what might be going on?
Yeah, so you'd only get as much as they felt like you needed in order to prepare for your role. And it wasn't until, I guess, I got on set that I would see a few scenes that were being shot that day that I hadn't seen before in the pages that I had received. So I got glimpses here and there. But there's a lot that's still a mystery to me about what's going on in the show.
So are you going to be watching it?
Of course I'm going to be watching.
That's awesome. You know,
I need to get some answers, too. I need to know if the truth is out there.
I think that would be really interesting, to be a part of something but not really have gotten to see the entire picture.
It's actually really fun because then I don't know everything, and that makes me want to watch even more. So I think that's kind of great that I have a little bit of mystery that I want to go looking for watching the series.
Yeah. So once again, X-Files, the revival of the series, premieres tomorrow
night.
Easy
for you to say.
I know. Well, it's you know, because you don't want to say reboot. You got to be careful of what, you know, how you say, because it's not a reboot, and it's not exactly a direct new season. It's a revival. It's
well, and I think a lot of people were left hanging a little bit.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a fulfillment, I think, too.
Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow night is when it kicks off.
Perfect timing. Right after the NFC Championship.
Is that
when? Yeah, I thought that was very convenient.
Yeah, that's good.
Amazing time slot. So
I can't imagine any thought was put into that. is that the one that the Cardinals
are? I'm sure a lot of people were vying for that, yeah. Let me tell you.
Is that the one that the Cardinals are playing in? Yes. So, you know.
Yes, well, Mr. Sports Person.
Feetball. well, so a lot of people in Phoenix will really be looking, you know, watching the X-Files, and I'm sure of that.
If
for no other reason, yes. And then on Monday, of course, everyone needs to tune in again. So don't think that it's, you know, on
Believe
Sundays.
Believe me, they're gonna be left hanging enough that they're not gonna be able to wait to tune in on Monday.
Exactly. And so everyone.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that everyone will definitely love the first episode and definitely want to tune in for more.
And tell us, Aliza, before we let you go, what other projects have you got coming up? Anything else that you can share for us? I'm not going to try to trick you again.
Yeah. Okay. I'll believe you this time. I actually will be making an appearance in Lifetime's Unbreak My Heart, which will be airing tonight, I believe.
Oh, excellent. I heard them talking about that, I think, on The Chew yesterday.
Wait,
what's that about?
Covering Toni Braxton's journey, and it was an amazing film to work on.
Wow. Okay.
You can definitely check that out on Lifetime. I think it's on 7 Central.
8-7 Central tonight, Unbreak My Heart on Lifetime. And we love Lifetime. We've had several of their projects represented on the show.
That's exciting. Oh, how did I not know? I guess I was in the dark. I've been really busy this week, but I didn't know about that. I'm excited now. I have something I get to watch tonight.
Yeah,
it's a really emotional story, which makes sense given Toni Braxton's whole life, but it was a lot of fun.
And she's had, I know, I heard her talking about it on The Chew yesterday when she was making a s'mores cake with Carla Hall.
Who we love. She was on our show. We love her.
Yes. They were talking about how she had like a 10-year gag order, and now she can, that's finally lifted. So
she can finally speak.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? Wow. To go through all the things that she's gone through and not be able to talk about it?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe, really.
Exactly. So, we want to thank you so much for joining us, Aliza. Again, actress Aliza Vilani, on behalf of the X-Files and Unbreak My Heart. And we're going to have you on again sometime.
With all your future projects, too. You are so talented.
Yeah, at the very least.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, too. This has been amazing and lots of fun.
Yeah, and at the very least, we have to have you on, around episode 6 for your the final episode of this season of the X-Files, and that way we can actually ask you questions and get some answers where we don't have to trick you.
Yeah, well, hopefully you won't trick me as much next time.
Don't worry, I'll scold him off the air.
I know.
Perfect.
Scolder?
I know that was he tried to make up Scully and Mulder and put them together and called them Scolder.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Right. That was intentional. thank you so much, Aliza, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Same to you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's beautiful. She's talented and lots of projects. That's awesome.
I know. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and take another break. Of course, we've got an in-studio guest coming up just after the break. So you'll want to tune in to Stream, STRE.AM / Break Radio Show.
Joseph, what number am I on?
You're on. No, I know. I don't have the numbers up for you. Number 8, we're going to hear another version of The X-Files. This is from Uncle. This is from the last X-Files movie, I Want to Believe. Of course, the truth is out there, and we're going to hear it tomorrow night. Fox, get ready. Right, Dave?
Yes, I am ready for that one. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.